Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome to the Marketing Advisors on News 104.5 WOKV. So happy you joined us this evening. If you're a small business owner, which is who we target with this show, this is definitely going to be the night for you to listen. I'd listen intently for the next half hour. This is going to be a good one. You're not used to hearing this voice when we start off the show. Scott, I think I always make the joke that he's in Disney. This time, I think he just didn't care. I think he just didn't show up. Now, we know better than that. He's the hardest working man in marketing, and I'm sure we'll have him back next week. But that leaves room for something better, I believe. And like I said, if you're a business owner, definitely listen up, because we have somebody joining us today, really, really understands business, really understands marketing, and actually runs a program that's all about, you know, really growing businesses. So you definitely want to listen. We have Linda Tiza Kolka. She's the program director at Scale Up North Florida. And she, just to describe her for a second, so you know what we're dealing with. She's been a business consultant for a long time. She's been in product development. She actually teaches high-level college courses. She's even written a book, excuse me, and it's called Uncommon Career Advice 101, if you want to Google that. So very, very fortunate to have Linda join us. Linda, welcome.
How are
you this evening?
Thank you, Rusty. I am well. Everybody weathered the storm okay, no pun intended.
You know, my limp just stopped, thankfully. I you know, a guy in a chainsaw can have a lot of fun, and we crave the opportunities to use chainsaws, but that's another conversation. But, you know, I ran off a lot of stuff about you, and we're really happy to have you, but we're going to focus on the one thing that you're focused on now, which is the program Scale Up North Florida. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I can. So, geez, where to begin? Scale Up North Florida is it's an SBA, Small Business Administration initiative. We are in our third year. We're about to start our third class here in North Florida. Essentially, what Scale Up is it's an entrepreneurial development program. It is designed to help high potential entrepreneurs grow their businesses to the next level. So we have a five-year grant from the SBA. We are affiliated with the University of North Florida and work with our partners out at the UNF, the Florida Small Business Development Center, very, very closely. And what we do is we try to provide folks education and access to resources, connections to the people that they need, some business advice, and help them scale their businesses to the next level.
So what I know about the SBA, they're not just passing money to anybody. I mean, how fortunate were we to have this in Northeast Florida?
We were very fortunate. Janice Donaldson out at the Florida Small Business Development Center at UNF worked with some of the consultants out there to actually write the grant for this. And Jacksonville was selected as one of eight communities in the country.
Wow.
For year one. And then the good news for us is, and what portends good news, is that in year two, the SBA actually expanded the program to 15 communities nationwide. So they added another seven. But we were very, very, very fortunate because, you know, we were one of the original eight. And that's on top of a number of other programs that the SBA already funds here in the city.
I'm sure a lot of people are fighting over that money. So it must be doing some good.
We like it.
So how long, I mean, you do multiple ones a year, right? Or am I wrong? So once a year, so I'm going to call them seasons, I guess. How many do we have under our belt right now?
We have a 2015 class and a 2016 class that just finished up. So we are now actively recruiting for our 2017 class that will start in January.
Okay, so we've had two under our belt, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
One coming up, which we'll talk about in a second. But I guess what has changed since that first iteration? Has anything... Like notice any challenges from the first one that had to be improved, or just anything like that? What's been the difference?
I think we've tweaked a few things to the model, though overall, the program that was set up originally has been pretty successful.
Mm-hmm.
We've rearranged some of the educational component. We've solidified who the faculty and the facilitators are going to be for those classes. We've changed the timing on a few things.
Mm-hmm.
When we get into the next class, we'll tweak a few other things that we've noticed. So minor modifications only. We think that the program is pretty solid, and the results that we're getting are, you know, really represent that.
In terms of just stuff that you learn going through a program like this, you know, what are some of the biggest, I guess, priorities of, okay, we understand this is missing when a lot of businesses come through here. We really want to hit home in these subjects. So what are they usually?
Yeah, so the primary subjects, there's an education component of the program. And the primary subject matter, if you will, is mostly all of the business functions. So strategy, leadership, marketing, branding, financial management, human resources. That's our core educational component. So folks come into the program and they will spend 4 hours, sometimes a little bit more than that, studying each one of those subjects. When I talk with people and sort of tell them a little bit about it, I tell them they're going to get just a teeny tiny mini MBA course, you know, or maybe an undergraduate course, because a lot of folks that come through have no business experience at all, even though they're running businesses.
Well, what about outside of education? What else is the program doing?
So we do a fair number of things. What we do is we run a couple of what we call CEO exchange groups. Those are peer-to-peer mentoring groups, if you will. Mm-hmm. So they're facilitated. So once the folks get through the education portion of the program, they have an opportunity to hook up with other CEOs from some of the other companies.
Okay.
A facilitator walks them through a process. They get to talk about their problems and issues and share ideas. Those are really helpful because what we know in business is that an HR problem is an HR problem is an HR problem. Okay, financial management is financial management. There may be some nuances, okay? But when you've got operational issues or what have you, sometimes benchmarking outside of your own industry can be one of the best places to mm-hmm. sort of see things from a different perspective. And that's what these CEOs bring to each other and to those sessions. We also hook people up with we conduct a meet the lender event where we have a panel discussion. We bring in lenders from all different types of, you know, traditional lending, SBA loans, microloan companies. And what they do is that's usually a facilitated event. Mm-hmm. What will happen is someone will ask them questions, and then the folks who are the scalers who are in the audience can then follow up questions. Does a good job of helping people understand exactly what the banks look for and the financial
sure.
institutions look for when they're looking for money.
So are you surprised sometimes at, you know, because from what I understand, you guys aren't dealing with, hey, I've got an idea, I'm going to go through this program. Mm-hmm. These are established businesses of some sort. Are you sort of surprised about, you know, people that have started a business, what they still don't know about running a business, I guess?
Yes, I am. I've told several folks about this. You know, most people get into business because they know something or do something really well. They're really good at coding, or they're really good at software, yep. or they're really good at cooking or baking, or they're really, you know, good at timing races. I know they're good at something.
Yeah, nowadays you're taught follow your passion.
Correct.
You might not know how to finance your passion. You're just going to do it.
Yeah. So they get in and they start doing it. You know, you're a cupcake baker. And the next thing you know, you're baking cupcakes, but the business is starting to build around you. And you're turning the lights on and off, managing the cash, trying to manage your people. And those are things that perhaps you've never had exposure to and you've never learned about.
So who are teaching some of these modules? I mean, what kind of, qualifications or experience do the folks have that are
yeah.
doing the actual teaching?
So we have some folks that many people in the community will know.
Mm-hmm.
The HR classes are taught by Susie Lemon of Dynamic Corporate Solutions. She was actually on the Jacksonville JBJ 50 Fastest Growing Companies
wow.
Here recently. Jennifer Holland shares information about marketing and branding. She's got a patented program called the Holland Helix. Ben Bowman from the Velocity Group, which is a powerful consulting group from the Philadelphia area, comes down and does leadership and strategy. Paul Arrington, who is a former attorney, understands a lot about government contracting and has been just retired actually from the FSBDC, teaches financial management. So we've got a lot of high-powered folks who are doing this for a living, and most of them are also running their own small businesses.
Sure.
So they get it.
Yes, and I mean, really dedicated sounding people for sure. So we're going to take a break in a second. Can you hang with us for another segment?
I can.
Before we go to break, though, I want to give people the opportunity. So if they want to find out more about the program, how would they go about doing that?
The quickest and easiest way to do that is just go to www.scaleupnorthflorida.com. There you can read about the program. You can, if you have an interest in it and looks like you qualify, you can fill out an application, see what the training looks like, see a bio of the existing folks and mm-hmm. a bio of the facilitators.
So that's a good question, qualifying. When we get back, why don't we jump right into that and talk about okay, I'm a business owner. How would I qualify for a program like this?
Perfect.
Hang around, folks. You're listening to the Marketing Advisors. We'll be right back. Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to the Marketing Advisor Show on News 104.5 WOKV. Really appreciate you joining us tonight. Yes, it is Rusty Winter doing the intros tonight. You're not used to that. Scott is, we'll just say he's on vacation or something like that and leave it to your imagination. But that leaves us room for a very special guest. And I have to say that if you are listening now and you're a small business owner, you really want to pay attention because our guest really knows what she's talking about. We have Linda Tiza Kolka joining us. She is the program director at Scale Up North Florida. We'll talk about that program in a minute. But, you know, Linda has a bunch of experience in this sort of thing. She's been a business consultant in her lifetime. She's been in product development. She teaches college classes, and she's even written a book. And if you want to look for this one, Google Uncommon Career Advice 101, and I'm sure Linda would appreciate that. Right now, we're going to focus on Scale Up, and we actually did this for the first segment. We talked about Scale Up as a program. In fact, why don't we, just for people that have just joined us, why don't we re-explain what the program is about? What is Scale Up North Florida?
What Scale Up is Scale Up is an SBA-funded, 9-month-long program that's actually designed for growth-oriented, high-potential entrepreneurs who want to do a couple of things. Create jobs, access capital, increase sales, sell to the government, export, those sorts of things. Anybody who wants to take their business from where it is to where they want to be and has the potential and kind of fits our sweet spot, our criteria, is eligible for the program.
All right. So we talked a lot about the program itself in the first half, but when we closed out, we said, okay, when we come back, why don't we talk about, I'm a business owner, I'm listening to this, I like it. Okay, how do I know if I qualify for this? And so let's talk about, you know, what types of businesses are we looking for?
So we do have pretty strict criteria from the Small Business Administration, and there are reasons for that. But this particular program, to qualify for, you must have been in business for a minimum of 2 years. You need to have revenues that are between $150,000 and $500,000. And you have to be, you know, willing to or have an interest in actually growing your business via some of those things that I just talked about, increasing your sales, hiring folks, you know, doing something that's going to take your business from where it is now to where you want to be. The very cool thing about the program is that there is no cost to participate. It's fully funded by the SBA. So for those folks who do qualify, it's a way to get some entrepreneurial education and connection and access to resources that you might not get otherwise. We now operate in 6 counties. So Baker, Duval, Nassau, St. John's Clay, and Putnam counties. If your business is located there, you are eligible to participate.
Well, we know this radio station reaches deep into that area, so we're fine there. So, okay, I think I might qualify. I'm in that range of revenue. What do you find, a business like that you just described, what tends to be missing in terms of, and I'm sure it's a variety of things, but, you know, what's missing between that ability to get from 400,000 to 800,000 to 1.2 million? I mean, you know, when they come to you, they've obviously have been running a business for a while and have had semi-success just to get some revenue. What seems to be missing a lot of the times?
Well, it tends to be all over the board. Marketing is obviously something that is missing. A lot of times it's money.
We know that well, yeah.
A lot of times it's money.
Sure.
I find it amazing. We have sort of, you know, people are all over the board. Some of them are fully funded by themselves. They have no debt at all. Some, you know, folks have gotten loans. Some are deeply in debt. And, you know, if you max out all their credit cards. But it's typically a lack of knowledge, really. It's just like folks, they kind of know where they want to be and what they want to do, but they're not quite sure how to get there. So as we talked a little bit about, you know, if you bake cupcakes, you bake cupcakes, sure, but you don't run a business. You know, the skills and the knowledge to do each of those things are different.
Speaking of making cupcakes, what are some examples? Well, you know, I want to ask you this first, and then I want to ask you about, okay, you know, you've done this for 2 years. Let's talk about what's happened to these businesses. How have they been transformed? But first, what kind of businesses come through there?
Oh, my gosh. There is no, for those of you who are listening and you think, well, I don't know, I run some kind of crazy business. Nobody would have an interest in it. Not so. We have 40 folks in the program right now, and they run the gamut. There's a guy who runs a company called Parts to Ride over at Clay County. He imports, or he actually buys motorcycles, deconstructs them, and sells used motorcycle parts on an eBay store. We've got folks that are in natural pest control companies, manufacturers, chiropractors, optometrists, lawn service, education companies. There's a golf course. There's plenty of tech companies. A couple of restaurants that even folks would know about, Norris Cafe and Blue Bamboo. I mean, both of those are on this year's participants in this year's program. So there really is no one type of business. Really the criteria are, do you meet sort of the numbers criteria that we have, and do you want to grow?
Yeah, so we were talking about that a little bit in the first segment and at the break. We were just saying, you know, it starts with that passion, and people are encouraged nowadays, follow your passion, follow your passion. And a lot of people are really good at what they do, but there could be that one thing that's missing. Like, okay, I know what I do is great. I just don't know how to tell other people what I do, how, you know, what's great about it in an effective way, or I don't know how to get funding for the next growth period for me. So how has it worked out so far?
It's worked out pretty well. As you might imagine, the SBA requires us to report the impact of what we do. So we're actually in the process of collecting that for the current year class, and have 82% of the folks who have participated have already responded, and we're getting some really interesting and great results. 82% of those folks have said that they've increased sales since they started the program. 73% of them have hired employees, which is incredible for economic impact here on the First Coast. About 27% have already accessed capital. 100% of them said they would recommend the program.
You said it's free, right?
I mean, it's free.
So, yeah, obviously, people say a lot of things are free, and there's a time commitment, which isn't free.
Correct.
But I think if it comes, I think that's pretty important. A good use of your time. So, you know, tell us again. What exactly? So there's an education component and then there's other components.
Yes.
So let's talk about that again. So let's talk about what you learned in the education component and then what are the other resources available?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So I know a little bit earlier we talked about what's in the education component. The program consists of 24 hours of entrepreneurial education that includes leadership, strategy, marketing, branding, financial management, human resources. After folks get through that portion of the program, we do what we call a business health assessment. And think of a business health assessment as sort of like going to the doctor. If you go to the doctor and you say, you know, I really want to become a professional tennis player, but my elbow hurts. You know, most doctors are not going to say, take two of these and call, you know, go out on the courts and practice. They're going to order a few diagnostics. They're going to poke and prod. They're going to ask you a few questions about how you play, when you play, those sorts of things. And then they will find a prescription, if you will, that is specific to you. So that's what we do with the business health assessment. We bring you in, we sit you down with me and a consultant from the Florida Small Business Development Center, and we poke and prod at your business. We ask you lots of questions. We try to learn as much as we can. We find out what your goals are. And then we go aside and we write a action plan, if you will, that helps identify where you are, what your goals are, and what we believe you need to do in a step-by-step kind of recommendations to get you from where you are to where you want to be. And then you go off and work with your consultant to decide what to do first. I mean, what do I do first?
Great. All right, so we got about a minute left. So I don't know if we've even said it yet. Hey, there's another class coming up or another program round coming up. So you've got room, you've got space for new businesses. So first of all, when's the next program starting?
So we're right now recruiting for the 2017 class. The orientation for that class is January 5th.
Okay.
At UNF. So by the end of November, we'll continue to accept applications through the end of November and select the class ideally before the end of November. We can bring in up to 50 participants, so it's not unlimited. So we've got sort of limited space. And the best way for folks to learn more about that or to apply is simply just go to the website. It's www.scaleupnorthflorida.com. And on that website, you can apply. You can see when the training schedule is, so you can already put that on your calendar, to your point about time management.
Absolutely.
You can read the bios of some of the existing companies, read the bios of the facilitators, and get more information, or give us a call. Give us a call at the office. We're happy to answer any questions.
Yeah, so if you're a business and you got between, $150,000, $500,000 of revenue, that's the main qualifier, and then you want to grow, I would do this. I would definitely go, at least go to the website and read more about the program. So, Linda, are there any local or regional businesses that contribute time or money or anything like that to the program?
Well, yes, there are. Community First Credit Union is a wonderful sponsor and has been a great sponsor for us. They're the folks that actually allow us to feed people when they come to the training. So we give them breakfast in the morning or dinner at night, and that's all on Community First. They've been a great resource partner for us. They're there at all the meetings to answer folks' questions. It's we can't say enough good things about, you know, their participation in the program.
Linda, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time and you telling us about Scale Up. Folks, if you want to get a hold of us, the marketing advisors, you know what we always tell you to do? We always tell you to simply go to your favorite search engine and put in Marketing Advisors Jacksonville, Marketing Show, WOKV, whatever. If we're doing our job, we should be there. We really appreciate you joining us and have a good rest of your weekend.